Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how.
Hello, welcome to Joyful Eating number 142. So today we're going to be talking about the power of experiments. But before we get to that, the best bite I had this week, and I'm recording this in advance as I'm going to Ireland for 6 weeks. So when I'm recording this, it's the beginning of spring, and today it's like, I think it's going to be 28 degrees. So it's like really warm for a spring day. And I was just out in the garden and I picked some asparagus and I chomped into it. And it was just like, just this burst of like freshness and vibrancy and aliveness. It didn't need salt, didn't need oil, it didn't need cooking. It was just like pure asparagus. Like, it was so good. And it's just such a good reminder of how like simple ingredients, like how amazing they can be when we just give them the opportunity to shine. But anyway, that's another lesson for another day. Today, we're talking about the power of experiments. So I'm going to share what's the story behind this episode. And then we're going to talk about like why I love experiments as someone with two science degrees. Yes, not one, but two, food science and wine science. And then we're going to go into the how-to, like how to start bringing this experimental mindset and start actually running your own experiments in your own life. And then as a bonus tip, we're going to talk, I've got a, like a mindset thing of how to approach experimentation to really set you up for success. So that's our plan. So the story behind this is actually coaching this morning in the Naturally Healthy Club, which is my group coaching program, which helps people change their relationship with food and their bodies, so the weight piece as well. And it was fascinating because I like was coaching, and one of the people in the group, she was just like, oh my goodness, Julie, I've just had this revelation. She's like, all these years, like I've followed different diet programs and I've done different things, but it's always been someone else telling me what to do. And she's like, which I can do for a while. I can be compliant for a while, but then ultimately I want to rebel. And then she was like, so she'd actually just run an experiment on herself this week. And she was just like, so her experiment was like, normally she was like, oh, I should only eat proper meals. Like I should only eat meals. I shouldn't be having snacks. And so, but what she's noticed was that in the afternoons, by like 4 or 5 o'clock, she's getting really hungry. So then when it's time to cook dinner, she's ravenous. And so she's like kind of having to like either use willpower to not snack while she's cooking, or she's like eating heaps of stuff. And then she sits down, either way, when she sits down to dinner, she's not feeling great. So she was like, wonder what would happen if I just did like just an experiment of having a little snack in the afternoon. And so she did, like she had some, I think she said she had fresh strawberries and cashews, roasted cashews. And she sat down, she enjoyed it. She's like, it was like amazing. Like, so she said, and then she enjoyed it. She didn't feel too full afterwards. And then when it came time to cook dinner, she was still feeling okay, but she cooked her dinner and then she enjoyed her dinner. And it was just like, she's like, this is like changing my life. And she's like, this is so good. Like, she's like, I may not need to do it every day, but I can just check in with myself. Like, do I need something to get me through to dinner? And like, if I want to, I can. She was like, this is so freeing. By doing this, like by running that experiment, she's making that decision for herself about, okay, am I someone who snacks or not? Yeah, I'm someone who snacks. And like, so there's no rules. No one else has told her that. She's come to that conclusion herself by running this experiment. And I was like, yes. Like, I was so excited about it. I was like, literally jumping up down and go, yay. Because this is such a big thing to learn, like that we actually can just do this. Like, we can have the power to just run little experiments in our lives to decide like what things work for us and what things don't. And it's so freeing when you get this, and like then you're not subject to other people's rules and you don't have to worry about the whole rebellion thing, because it's like, oh yeah, like this is my decision and we did this because, and we just like, when you're all on board with it, like so good. And the other part, reason why this can be like experimental mindset, the other kind of part to the story was I was coaching someone else, and she was like freaking out. She's like, Jules, like I'm used to having rules. So I'm like, people tell me like how much I can eat, what, when, all the things. And she's like, you mean I just get to figure it out by myself? And I'm like, yeah. And she was like, just like the big picture of it was freaking her out. And so then I was like, okay, this is where experiments can be really helpful. Cause I was like, let's just focus on this one experiment this week and see how that goes. And so like, you don't have to figure this out all on your own for over and always, all in one go, we can just try something and then see how that goes. And she was like, oh yeah, I can just try it and it's okay. And if that works, great. If it doesn't work, then we'll try something else. And she was like, oh yeah, okay, I can do little experiments. So I was like, yeah, cool. And it's like, so cool. And I was like, okay, definitely have to do a podcast episode on the power of experimentation. Turn you all into food scientists or behavior scientists as well. So why are experiments so powerful? And really it just comes down to nobody else can tell you what's the best for your life because we all have different life circumstances. We have different schedules. We have different preferences. We have different foods that we like. We live in different climates. We have different work requirements. We have like different genetics. We have different gut microbiomes. Like all these things combined mean that we really are each a special snowflake and that what works well for one person isn't necessarily going to work well for another person. And the other thing is, it's not like every day we have the same requirements. Like some days when we're being more active, we need more food. And some days when we're being like, when we're stressed out, we actually might need more food. Like, and some days when our gut's not feeling so great, like we might need less. Like, and so this idea of experiments is great because then we can adapt as our life changes and as our bodies change and as we go through the aging process. Like all these things play into what's best for us at any one point in time. And it's a moving target. But so the best way to like figure it out and to have that confidence to know what works for you is to try things, is to experiment. And so, and the cool thing is like, then we know what works and we also learn what doesn't work. So we can do more of the things that do work and less of the things that don't work. And just it makes it faster for us to actually get where we want to go. So that is huge. Like this, that's the best way. And the other cool thing is that when you're in that experimental, I'm just going to see what happens mindset, you feel really empowered. Like you feel like, yeah, I'm in control here. I'm running the show because I'm the experimenter. I'm the one with the lab coat on. I'm making the decision. So it's an empowering place. And when we're feeling empowered about our lives, we're way more likely, like that makes it so much easier to change. Plus, the other reason why we should do experiments is because it's really fun. It's really fun to test things out and try things. And like it actually can be really fun to learn, oh, okay, that didn't work. And oh, that did work. And like then there can be surprises along the way. Like, yeah, it's really fun. And the other thing I love about experimentation, which I mentioned about my clients, is that then it takes the pressure off. It's like, oh, I don't have to get this perfectly. I don't have to figure this all out in my brain first. I can just try things. And if it doesn't work, I'll just try something else. Like, so it makes it so much easier to actually make changes happen because we're not having to like, the whole nature of experimentation is that we don't know what's best before we do the experiment. And so I love them for so many reasons. So now that I've sold you on the like all becoming mad scientists with me, how do we go about doing it? And really it just comes down to just decide that I'm going to try this out, try whatever it is out. And it's up to you to choose like how rigorous you get with your experimentation and how long you run your experiments for. But one thing I would encourage you with this is like whenever you are doing experimentation, like the less variable moving parts, the more reliable your results are going to be. So the more likely you're going to get meaningful results. So what that means is rather than, oh, I'm going to test like 10 things all at once. So my example of my client that decided she wanted to test having a snack in the afternoon or not. Like she was just changing one thing where she was still kind of eating about the same, like eating the same types of things for lunch and dinner, but she just changed up that snack idea. So you don't want to be just change one thing at a time if possible. Sometimes you might need to change it a couple, but don't get overexcited and think, oh yeah, I'm going to try this and this and this and this, because that's just a recipe for A, not getting very conclusive results and not really knowing or getting a result and attributing it to one change, but actually it was the other thing that caused it. So keeping it simple is really part of the scientific method, and we want to do that with our own internal experiments, informal experiments as well. And the other thing in terms of how to, if it's possible to measure something, then go ahead and measure it. And so that, like, not all experiments that you're going to run are going to lend themselves to measurement, but if it is possible to quantify something and put some numbers to it, then do. So that's how we go about experimenting. So what, let's now delve into some examples. Like, what are types of things that we could be experimenting with? So it could be like my client, like snacking versus not snacking, or it could be like changing, like maybe you have changing the timing of your meals, where maybe if you normally have breakfast at 7 a.m., you might want to try, what happens if you're not super hungry at 7 a.m.? What happens if I actually push that back and have breakfast at 11, my first meal at 11? Or, like the timing of your meals, you could experiment with weighing yourself every day. And there's a whole episode on that. I think it's number 3 or 4, like back in the beginning, like, and just see how it feels. Like, oh, how does it feel if I weigh myself and I have that information? Or, you know, is it helpful? Or is it something that I can it be useful or not? Or maybe you might want to experiment with having like a week where you like leave food, like set the intention to leave food on your plate. So you're not just automatically cleaning your plate. And then you can see like, how does that play into like your weight or how you feel, how you sleep. Maybe you might want to experiment with focus on your food. And actually, this is one thing I did with the group is I got them to eat, like have 2 pieces of food that they chose, like chocolate or chips or strawberries. Someone had cherries. Do an experiment where you eat one where it's like with distractions super fast, and then do an experiment where you eat the other really slowly and taking your time and see like, how does that change my experience? Or maybe it's like you do an experiment of like, what happens if I, like, instead of watching at the TV, like eating in front of the TV, I eat at the table, or I have a picnic on the floor and turn the TV off while I'm eating. Or another experiment, which from that episode I did recently called around doubling your pleasure, like actually like letting yourself, giving yourself permission to anticipate things, anticipate enjoying something and do an experiment. Oh, I wonder what would happen if I actually planned to have a bowl of ice cream on a random Tuesday night and looked forward to the ice cream and ate the ice cream and just see, like, how does that feel? What else? The more I do say, oh, yeah, I'm actually doing an experiment at the moment of not having making sure I stop having caffeine by 3, like, they say 6 hours before bed. So, like, by 3:30 p.m., making sure I stop having caffeine. I have a Ring or a Ring that tracks my sleep. So their app, they actually have set up this experiment for me. So I just have to say, yes, no, did I have the caffeine late or not? And then it's going to analyze my sleep and see what impact it has on my sleep. So that can be fun. You can experiment with trying new flavor combinations. Like if you're getting a bit bored with your cooking, like just bring that experimental mindset. Like recently, Finbar, my youngest, was like, he loves these like hot dog buns or burger buns. And so it's like asking what he wanted on it. And he was like, can I have peanut butter and cheese? And I was like, at first I was like, really? Like peanut butter and cheese together? Like you can't do that. And then I was like, I've never had it. Maybe it's really good. Like, and if he thinks it's going to be good, it's probably going to be good. So we did an experiment and he loved the peanut butter and cheese. And so now that's like a regular thing for him. So yeah, like so many examples like that. And really like, that's just a small tip in the like tip of the iceberg of all the experiments that you could be running in your life. And so I encourage you to just like bring some playfulness in this and like just start like having this like, oh, like what's my experiment? Maybe even just like setting that intention of like, oh, I'm just going to run one experiment a week and for my like health stuff and see how I feel. Like it could be experiments around exercise, like movement or doing meditation or whatever. It doesn't matter. Just as long as you start experimenting is really key. My bonus tip here before we go is with experimentation, like how you think about it is really key, like everything we do in life. And so we want to just bring that curious mindset to it. And so that what that looks like is just thinking, oh, I wonder what would happen if. And the other thing is like when you get results that maybe you're not so like that you're not really happy about is also like us again, bringing that curiosity of going, oh, okay, that didn't really work out. You know, of course that's disappointing, but what can I learn from this? And that brings that like curious, oh, I wonder what the lesson is for me. And the other thing I would really encourage you with the mindset piece around experimentation is that if you're feeling shame, if you're feeling judgment, if you're feeling like any kind of negativity towards it, like just check yourself and coach yourself and like let that go, like because that's not ever going to be helpful. So we want to, again, curiosity, not condemnation, as one of my clients, Melanie, used to always say. So yeah, we want to bring that curiosity to our work. Okay, have a beautiful week. Just enjoying your experimentations and I will see you next week. Bye.
Before you go, this is the best part.
So if you enjoy Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup, 6 Ingredients, 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious, they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.